compliments that Kyle Collins' work with his local LTA is excellent.
Yeah, we think that he's got a flu virus of some sort, and it's kind of gone through the whole team in the last, not every guy, but a lot of the team in the last 3 weeks, and it'll be interesting to see, because some of them have been 48 hours, some have been 72 hours. Hopefully this one's quick, because you don't have a lot of time, but he didn't practice today. That's really kind of rare, but I think that's what the trainers and things have got to try to keep it from spreading, is that once they get diagnosed with it, that they stay away from the team. And today's not a really ideal day to miss, you know, when we didn't practice Sunday and put our game plan in today. But he's got a lot of experience, and we'll see how he feels tomorrow.
He probably has a special smoothie recipe for that, too.
He talks about it. Hopefully he's got one. Yeah.
Is it just a matter of getting, you know, like a lot of fluids? What have they been doing to help treat it and quicken the process, I guess?
Yeah, I think that, I mean, trainers are pretty much on top of this, and if he feels good enough, we'll obviously have him go. If not, then hopefully the rest of the guys can handle it, and we'll have another game, and he can, you know, catch us in New York, if that's what it comes down to. But I haven't actually spoke with him since he's kind of had some treatment, so we'll see how he feels.
It's hard to think about it, but what's plan B? Is it Jordan? Is it Nick moving over to?
Nick plays that the position as our backup, and so we'll probably start him at the point, and then we'll see. We'll see what we do, you know, at the three. Those are possibilities. You know, Zach and Jordan are also a possibility to play Jacob Hartsock out there too. So when things happen like this, I try to do the least disruptive thing to the starting lineup to allow us to continue to play how we've played. Obviously, in this situation, you're taking away a huge part of what we do. So we'll have to take two or three different guys to try to fill the hole.
What are your thoughts on Creighton after watching more film?
You know, it's funny. Sometimes you watch film and you just really get intrigued by the players. Sometimes you just get intrigued by the system and how they're running this things, and both of those things are it's really fun to watch. They've got a great offensive philosophy, three or four really good guards who know how to play, that can beat you on the dribble and jump up and shoot it. Their posts are really skilled, and then they run really good offense. I like how they share the ball. They have great shot selection. They get the ball to their post guys, and their post guys score. And that's pretty impressive.
Teams that have had point guards that are their leading scorers have given you some trouble in the past, and that's kind of what Creighton has.
Yeah, and he's and not only can he really score, but he can really drive you and assist the ball. I mean, he's one of the obviously one of the better players in the Big East. So, I think that our game plan, you know, will be to, you know, try to get him to not be able to do so many things. Kind of the same things that I think teams try to do with Kyle is, okay, tonight we're going to take away his post-ups, or tonight we're going to take away his assists, or, you know, whatever, and then see how it plays out. And Kyle's been pretty good at being able to run our team, and this kid seems to be the same way. He just seems to be really hard to kind of funnel into one spot, and he does a really good job of running that squad, keeping them going.
Dave, you were in Creighton's place in 2013. You were the road team when we went away from New York City, going to Southern Miss. So you know what it's like to be that team, kind of up against a big crowd, so you should be ready for what they'd be bringing you, I guess.
Well, I think the one thing you know for sure, that you get to this point where both teams have won in the postseason, okay, that they, you know, both teams have got a lot of fight left in them, and I think that, you know, Creighton's had two home games, and they kind of benefited the same way that we did from the Wagner win and not having to go to St. Bonnie. So I think it's two good teams, two evenly matched teams. I think that should be a good game, yeah.
You mentioned the way they like to feed the post. They've got a 7-foot center in there, which you guys haven't necessarily seen a ton. How do you kind of game plan for a guy like
Well, he's left-handed, so we've seen that before. you know, that kid's pretty good. So I think we'll try and, you know, be physical and handle him, you know, with a couple guys. That's, and then hopefully we can find something that works for us, because he's really skilled. I mean, when he shoots 70% from the field, I mean, that's pretty good. So we'll have to really pay attention to him, and hopefully we can keep the ball out of his hands. But to do that, you really have to contain those guards.
You know, this is going to be your last Marriott Center game for real this time. What can you say about the crowds you've had here in the postseason, how they've responded to the NIT?
It's been great. I think that our players have, really not only enjoyed the crowds, but they've, I think, responded well to the crowd. The game the other night came down to just a little more energy for us, and I think a lot of that has to do with, the home court and the crowd. And one of the most important things is you love to get them in here, but you know what you really love to do is send them home happy. So there's only one way that actually happens. So hopefully we can, find a way to play well tomorrow.
How much talk in your office this morning amongst coaches about that Northern Iowa situation yesterday?
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I mean that's those are hard. I mean that's one of the hardest things. I don't think coaches talk about it much, but one of the hardest things about this time of year is that the game, however the game goes, one team moves on and the other team, it's over. And then that team has to go and talk about it being over, and especially in that tournament. And those press conferences, after the those NCAA tournament games, they can get really emotional, and I just feel for those guys that had such an emotional win on Friday with the half court buzzer beater, and then they had a pretty good chance of winning that game as far as all the analytics are concerned, but you still got to play it, and as good as they felt on Friday, they'll feel this one for a long time. And Ben's a great guy and he's a great coach, and happy for Ben. I mean, feel for Ben, and then you got to be happy for A&M and those kids. It's amazing what happened, how it happened.
You emphasize the guards, Maurice Watson in general. What type of challenges does he present, and just the preparation?
Well, he's a great dribble penetrator and finisher. Okay. And he's a straight-line drive guy. I mean, he'll get you and just drive you straight to the basket. And if you bring help to try and, stop his penetration, he's got great vision, court vision. And the other two kids, Milliken Huff, their foreman, can come out and really shoot it. They bring a kid off the bench, big 6'10 kid who, can shoot from the perimeter. So when he's driving the ball, if you can't contain him with one guy, there's another guy that's going to be open, and he has really a gift to find those guys.
What do you think of the success the WCC has had in the both tournaments?
Well, I think that, it's a good league, especially at the top. And I think that the success in the postseason, hopefully, just allows us to continue to grow, continue to get better. We've got a lot of uncertainty in our league right now. We got some teams that are in postseason winning, and then a lot of teams are looking for a coach. So hopefully we can build it up and get it going again.
Anything else?
Dave, what with the end of that game on
Friday against Virginia Tech. You guys made plays down the stretch. There's been other games where you've needed to make plays and haven't been able to. How encouraged are you that you guys were able to find the right combination of plays down the stretch?
Well, our guys have battled and competed hard all the way through. Even in the games we've been beat, it hasn't been – it's only been a play or two, a point or two, or two or three possessions. You know, not, it hasn't been where – you get in the locker room afterwards, and all is lost. You know, there's a way that you can see that actually happening and winning a lot of those games. In fact, most of them. The fact that these kids were able to compete and actually make it happen for them is, I think it's really satisfying to them as a group. We made them on both ends. You know, really good defensive plays, really good rebounding plays. Plays out in transition, got stepped to the free throw line and made big free throws. So, I think we all know how to finish these games to get the result that we want. Now it's just a matter of going out and doing it.